Hello, everybody. This is Boston, Massachusetts, once again to bring you the Boston Files. And, of course, with me is Austin, Texas.
Hello, everybody. Today with you is Austin, Texas. I know I introduced myself after being introduced already, but whatever calls for this moment.
That is a very, very good intro, Austin. I respect that. Now, today we are here to bring you the Great Lawn Conspiracy. This conspiracy is a pretty well thought out conspiracy, I'd like to believe. It is one of the most serious conspiracies I have had yet. So, today we have worked out a system, Austin and I. And would you like to tell them that system, Austin?
Yes, I would. I would love to tell them that. Alright, so me and Boston have talked, and we think that one of us should do a conspiracy at a time. We can interject each other at any moment we wish, but still, just the opportunity to where we're not interrupting each other at the same conspiracy. You know, like having to share points when we're going off on 10-minute conspiracy tangents. So, today, Boston is going to start out, and I'm going to do the last conspiracy, since it's not as serious to me, but it's one that I really, really need to push towards the main audience of that. So, knock them dead, Boston.
Oh, I will knock them dead. This conspiracy is sure to knock them dead. Alright, so this conspiracy, the Great Long Conspiracy. There is many, 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 many people who own lawns. They take them for granted. They, you know, flaunt them like, ooh, I have a pelican in my front lawn. Oh, yeah? Well, I have a flamingo on my lawn. You know, they argue about these things. It's just a lawn. People think that if you keep your lawn green, you're going to be a well-respected person. That may be true with people who think that. But me, I personally do not think that is the way to go. The way to go right now, during our economy, is to stop getting lawns. Just buy a house. If the lawn looks crappy, cool. Maybe you can even put a rug over all your lawn. Might be expensive, but it's not as expensive as a real lawn. The problem with lawns is they have a tendency to cost a lot of money because the water company headquarters everywhere. Like, there are all these small companies of water that, you know, like, over here it's like Water and Electricity Company. You know, the other places it could be called the Texas Water Company, even though it's in Boston, Massachusetts. You know, whatever. It's not the main point. The main point is that all these water companies are hooked up to one big business. This water company is unknown. It's an underground company that makes huge amounts of money through all these other companies. Now, people don't believe that this conspiracy is real because, you know, it's lawns. Who cares? It's not just lawns. It's your pocket. Your change in your pocket. Your wallet in your pocket. And all of that mystery comes to unwind. The reason that lawns are a target this week, or this day, this hour, this very minute, is because the fact that they cost you money. Now, I know some people who have to get their sprinkler system blown out every so often before the winter. Because, and if you don't do it, then your lines will burst, and then, you know, it's just going to be more expensive. This costs $30 or $60. So imagine that. If you do this on a course of 10 years, that's $300 or $600 that you've just blown out. Do you know what else you could have been doing with that $300 or $600? Paying bills. Paying mortgage. Buying diapers for your newborn baby Bill or newborn baby Sue. You know, it's unfair for the sprinkler company to do this to us. Now, sprinklers are cool, but they are not a necessity. There is also, you know, the choice of watering your plants manually with the sprinkler head. That's great. But then again, at the end of the winter, you have to take the time to get all that water out of your hose. And if you don't get it out of your hose, you know, you have the possibility of not being able to use that hose again, because it'll expand or possibly, you know, it's just, it's not a good choice to leave it not drained, basically. So, many people, instead of doing the sprinklers, will just do this. And, you know, they think it's cool, but then your lawn doesn't get as green because it's not evenly watered, if you get what I'm saying. Some people may argue, oh yeah, it's perfectly watered. I water it myself to make sure every blade of grass absorbs enough water. Yes, but do you do it at the exact time that sprinkler systems are set up to do? No, you don't. You do it when you have free time, because, I mean, what if you're at the emergency room and you can't get to your sprinkler system or you can't get to your hose? That's why sprinkler systems are actually better, because, you know, they go automatically. So if you are in an emergency room, you're like, did you turn the sprinklers on? Oh, wait, I don't have to. They're manual. That's my point exactly. So people do not understand also the fact that they are useless space-wise. I mean, if our world ever becomes populated, they're going to need more space. I'm pretty sure that they're going to build houses on these huge lawns that we have. I mean, have you seen 98% of the lawns that we have? They're like ginormous. They can fit trampolines, pools, even maybe diving boards for that pool. It's ridiculous. You know, our population is slowly increasing to that 7 billion, and that may not seem like much, but still it's going to impact the amount of space we have, because it's just going to keep on going. Unless, like, some war happens. But even then, it still has its chances. Now, at the same time, there is also the fact that people do not take into account the space that they are taking with their lawns. Think about it. If I bought property big enough to get a house that was really good size, I wouldn't really one lawn. I mean, I'd separate my house from the sidewalk, so you know I'm not walking right into the sidewalk. But I wouldn't spread it out so far that I have a huge lawn. I mean, that's cool if you have kids, but at the same time, you're taking up space. And that may cost more to your house, but that takes out a lot of money with your water bill because you have to water your lawn. The government plays a part in this by allowing lawns to exist. They set it into our minds that they are a necessary part of our lifestyle, that, you know, we played in our backyards as kids. And although I know that it sounds pretty cool, you know, having your own lawn to yourself, but I mean, what's really the point? I mean, isn't your life about being social, about communicating with your fellow man? I know I'm a little socially awkward, but, you know, that may have been prevented if I had not a lawn, because I'd have to go play somewhere else if I wanted to play in grass, you know, and then I would have interacted with some kids, had some really good friends, you know. It's not like I'm sad that I had a lawn, you know, I'm pretty okay with it, I'm not complaining at all. But kids are not the main issue in this. I mean, they're a side issue. They're an issue for a minor issue. Now, another company that benefits off of lawns is not the water industry, not the sprinkler industry. There's one more major industry that really benefits off of lawns: lawn mowing industry. This includes gardeners, this includes the people who cut your grass, people who, you know, tend to your garden, people who pull your weeds, You know, even that kid down the street, a couple blocks away, that comes to your house every so often and cuts your grass for you, he is a major part of the lawn mowing industry. They make profit off of what you are not going to do, and that is mow your lawn. You know, a lot of people don't want to mow their lawn. I mean, it's mowing a lawn. It kind of sucks. Now, what's really interesting is they make a lot of profit. I mean, they're still in business, obviously. That kid is still coming and getting money. I mean, by now he's going to afford a piggy bank with the money you gave him. And then he's going to keep coming back. And, you know, sooner or later he may raise his prices because, you know, maybe he needs extra cash. Maybe he'll decrease it if you're lucky because you're like, you're a regular customer. He's like, yeah, I can depend on you. I'll decrease it a little. But still, the fact that people will benefit off of what you can do yourself, isn't that what self-labor is supposed to mean? I mean, the guys used to mow the lawns back in the Civil War times, and even probably back then, you know, they'd probably mow the lawns a little, you know, water. You know, it's something that you can do by yourself. You really don't need to pay somebody to do it. I mean, unless you're a fat, lazy person. I mean, I have no problem with fat, lazy people. I really don't, but still, crap. You're losing money doing that. No, it's just a huge issue. Lawns really need to be taken out of the human history, so to speak. The human mind as important. Because if you really, really focus on it, has your lawn ever done something for you? Is your walkway from your house awesome because you can look at your grass and say, oh, it's awesomely green. What about when it's winter? Oh, it's white. That's awesome. You know, I can see my reflection because the grass is so white. And then, you know, the end of winter comes, beginning of spring. Oh, my grass is dead. That's awesome. It looks like I lit a fire on my lawn. You know, it doesn't make you look any better, it doesn't make you look any worse, but then that adds stress. You're like, oh no, my grass is dead. Oh, I better fix that. Oh, call the gardener! You know, stuff like that. It's not worth thinking so much about. It's just your lawn. This has been a pretty long conspiracy, so I'm going to hand this off to Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas, are you ready?
Oh, yes, I am. I've waited a long time.
Oh, all right. Well, so do you have any comments you'd like to say about the Great Lawn Conspiracy?
No, not really. I mean, I thought it was pretty straightforward. You know, lawns are pretty bad. They waste money. They give money to big industries. They give money to the government. Sprinkler companies get a lot out of it. Water companies get a lot out of it. People who, you know, cut your grass, like that little kid down the street, they make money off of it. It's something you can do by yourself. You really shouldn't have to spend that much money on it. Am I right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're right. You know, thank you. And with that, I will let you get to your conspiracy. I am going to enjoy this.
Alright, so go ahead, Austin. With pleasure. Alright, so this conspiracy, brought to you by yours truly, Austin, Texas, is about Twilight. I know that, you know, you don't hear about them too often lately, because, you know, maybe it's the last movie, I don't know, I really don't care too much about it. Anyways, the Twilight series. I've heard bits and pieces. I've seen the first movie. I think I've seen the second, maybe. I don't know. That's how unimportant it is to me. It's not really that great. The only things about it that I liked were the killing. You know. But the main message I absorbed was the movie was stupid. It totally ruined vampires for me. I didn't really like vampires in the first place. This just set the bar even lower. Underworld. That was a good movie for me. I loved that. You know, just killing all around. Not really that much goopy teenage crap. But still, it was pretty awesome. Now, I believe that I have found a hole in Twilight's little scheme. Twilight and the Glitter Company are allied. They are allied. Some may argue, like, whoa, what are you talking about, Bubs? Well, what I am talking about is the fact that when the vampires go into the light, they sparkle. What sparkles? Glitter. People want to be like these vampires because they're immortal, and apparently Team Edward is the best. I don't know. But the real point right here is that the Twilight Company and Glitter are allied. They are side by side. Because, you know, Glitter sparkles, Twilight's vampires sparkle. Why not make people sparkle? I've noticed that glitter sales have increased since the first movie Twilight came out. They increased when the book kind of got up, but you know, since not too many people watched that, it kind of went back down, dwindled. Then once the Twilight movies came, it skyrocketed. I mean, now the glitter industry is creating tons of new glitters. I don't know if you've seen it, but there is now a Christmas Colors glitter in a separate... It's in the same little cube, if you will. There is that, and then there's a blue and red, a purple and yellow, a green and a blue, and a yellow and a pink. All these glitters. So what people will do, they'll get those little vampire fangs, those plastic things, and they will put those in, put a little bit of glue on them, like dab it throughout their skin. And while it's still fresh, you know, you have to put it on before it dries or else, you know, oh, no glitter. And they sprinkle it on themselves. This causes you to look like a Twilight vampire in the sunlight. This also comes with many downsides, as a guy would look really stupid in this. A girl, I don't know, that'd be weird. Glitter. Anyways. People don't understand that Twilight vampires are not real vampires. They are just vampires created by the industry. To increase sales on popular items such as glitter. They are not important to America or society at all. I don't understand how people could really even pay attention to Twilight. In times like this, I think I'd like a scary movie, or a movie that is action-packed, with lots of killing. You know, it's just my type of movie. I don't know what kind of movies teenagers like, but you know, there's vampires, there's guys with their shirts off. I mean, I know that's what girls like, but still, you have to have some taste in good movies. I mean, come on, we're born with that. We're American. You know, you have to have a good taste in movies. Twilight is a very, very bad movie. Its storyline is completely packed with meaningless romance. And that's the same as Glitter. Glitter has no romance in his life. It's just an item that, you know, kids use in their arts and class in kindergarten, and they abandon it long to be forgotten. People try to realize this, but then it's too late. They're too old for glitter. Well, not with Twilight. They're not 30-year-old guys wearing glitter. That's fine. People can do that now. 20-year-olds wearing glitter? Who cares? You know? The only people that can't wear glitter are people who are 40 and older. They're too old to be wearing glitter. They just look creepy. I do not mean to offend people that are older than 40, but that's just what the facts say in recent polls. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm informing you that the glitter fad is now out for 50-year-olds and above. 40-year-old people may get away with it if they wear makeup, you know? They get put wrinkle-free stuff, they dye their hair a little bit, they'll pass. Now, I don't know what you guys think. Some of you may be angry at me saying, Twilight is awesome, you know? Why are you dissing on that? Aww. Some of you may be like, hooray, the voice of reason. For those of you who say, hooray, the voice of reason, I thank you. For those of you who are questioning me, quote, dissing, quote, Twilight, really focus on the movie. Watch Dracula. See a real vampire. It melts. It melts when it is exposed to the sun. Compare that to glittering. I don't know what glittering and how people connect glittering and to vampires. I mean, come on. When you see a person that's glittering, are you going to be like, oh no, it's a vampire! Oh my god, run! No. That's uncommon. They're vampires. I expect if I see a vampire, it's not going to be during the day. It's going to be during the night. And if I flash a flashlight at it, it might melt. You know? You could just say that if your skin sparkles, oh, I have a rare skin disorder. I'm not a vampire, I just have rare skin disorder. It's not realistic. Realistic and rational people will say, oh, I understand how you came to that conclusion. I mean, glitter does not equal scary, and scary does not equal Twilight Vampire. You know, fact of life. Some say, oh, well, what about this type of vampire? The vampires are after Bella. Well, they sparkle too. Why would I be scared of a sparkling vampire? Oh, because they can turn you into a vampire. Who cares? Maybe I could use the facts of being a vampire, being immortal. And Twilight added the effect that they have a superpower with that. You know, so now we have superpowered vampires. Some villainous, some stupid, and some morally right, but they're not cool. So, I believe that this is a very concerning issue, and the fact that Twilight does not handle vampires well, in my opinion. People who have experience with real vampires, I'm okay with that. If they've seen Dracula, and they're like, oh, I should add a twist. I shouldn't make them sparkle, but I shouldn't make them melt. Maybe they'll get, like, you know, little prickles, like when you sit on your foot too long and you lose feeling in your left thigh. You know, maybe stuff like that. But glitter? Are you serious? Adding glitter to a vampire is like shaving a werewolf. It looks funny. You know, you laugh at it. You cry over it because you're like, well, why'd they do that? That is so ridiculous. And, you know, sometimes you can't help but feel a little concerned and possibly violated in the fact that they ruined that for you. They ruined vampires for you, and they ruined werewolves. You know, sooner or later, they're going to come up with the super vampire, and they're going to make him like Superman, except he sparkles. Then that's going to ruin Superman for you. You're not going to watch Superman the Originals because you've seen the Twilight stupid Superman. You know, it's things like this that really disgust me. It's Twilight. I shouldn't even be talking about this except for the fact that it came up in one of my classes. I was going through my everyday, walking through the halls, and then suddenly, BAM! I see a girl wearing a Twilight shirt. BAM! 2 minutes later, I see another girl wearing a Twilight vampire shirt. And then I heard someone eagerly say, Team Edward. And then I heard another person say, Team Jacob. Those four words used in any phrase, sentence, or paragraph, other than, I think these are stupid, then if they are using a sentence other than that, you better press the mute button in your ears, because it's just going to make you want to blow your brains out, as far as I'm concerned. So, that's really all I got, making fun of Twilight and glitter companies, and companies of glitter for allying with Twilight. But I believe that it is time to wrap it up. This show has been long. I'm proud of how long we've kept this going. Now, I will let Boston help us wrap this up.
I don't know if you can hear it, Austin, but I am applauding. I am LOLing, ROFLing, LMAOing all over the place right now. Now, today I did not put in any intro music because it was just in the heat of the moment thing. Like, I was prepared, I was ready to talk. And I felt Austin had the same opinion. Now, since that, I'm going to play some outro music. I would greatly appreciate if you listened to it. I know this has been a pretty long episode. You may be wanting to go skedaddle, do something else, but here we go. So, this has been Boston, and Massachusetts. Boston,
Texas. Signing off.
I've got nothing in common with the vampires of today. They gaze at girls and pout and brood, and then just run away. This Twilight hack thinks she can come along and change the vampire rules. I guess sleeping in coffins and wearing capes suddenly isn't cool. Girls won't climb up trees with me or canoodle in the grass. And when I play vampire baseball, I always get picked last. Oh, come on! Seriously, dudes, that's a human you just picked over me. I seduced all kinds of women from all over the world. But now the only dates I get are with chunky gothic girls. When did all these vampires become abstinent and whiny? When I walk out into the sun, I don't get all bright and shiny, okay? Vampires don't have purity rings like undead Jonas Brothers. If I can't score with these high school girls, perhaps I'll go for their mothers. Why not? When you're 600 years old, there's no such thing as a cougar. I'll never be